the West spoke out in the last 300 years and ended classical slavery that's still going on in Africa and other places today. And we're going to have to speak out against false flag terrorism. Whether it's the Chinese that do it, the Russians, the U.S., the Israeli, the British, they all do it. My dad was talking about a famous history book called Whirlwind. I meant to get a copy at his house of it. Pull up the book Whirlwind. It's a famous author. The point is, it was all about the Islamic Revolution, and my dad was going, look at this. I was at his house a few days ago. He was going, look at this, and it's got where it was admitted in the 70s that the Israelis would bomb British troops and then blame it on Iran, and then this country would do it to that country. I mean, they just basically all do it. And then the media, when you talk about it, goes, how dare you, you America hater, or you Israel hater. Look, I just tell the truth. That's it. James Clavell's Whirlwind, from the author of Shogun and Noble Horse. Noble House. But I guess that's a fiction. He had two books. Said one was fiction, one wasn't. It may have been another author. He was showing me two books, and I forgot to look at it. The point is, you know, it's also in fiction, like Graham Greene's The Quiet America. They made it into a movie. And, you know, the CIA is in Vietnam in the late 50s. They're taken over from the French in Indochina. And now Vietnam. And, you know, the CIA staging terror attacks there. And, of course, that's a fiction, but it's based as a composite. It's kind of like the movie Patriot. And, you know, you read history, you study history, and then you forget most of it years later. But I read quite a few books about the Swamp Fox in South Carolina and about other militia leaders. And then when you're watching that movie, you're like, oh, that historically happened. That happened. But that was somebody else. And that was, and what it is, they just rolled three. And then later, I already knew that. And then later I read some articles by people involved in the movie saying, oh, it's a composite. Like Colonel Tavington was a real person. I'm already digressing here, and we got a guest coming up. I'm just going to have the guest on for two segments because I do have to hit this news and take your phone calls. But let's take another call right now. Let's talk to Joe in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to give you a call and let you know that listening to you is like listening to a Southern Baptist preacher. If you don't take heed and follow the simple directions that you give, then we're all headed straight for hell, man. Love you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate your call. Anything else?
That's it.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Let's talk to Steve in Florida. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to say to you, first of all, before I make my comment about the so-called religious right, you know, the situation you had at the store, you know, it's really surreal, isn't it, where you're all of a sudden, you know, this has been coming, but you're surrounded with and facing something far worse than George Orwell's 1984, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it was crazy. But then I walked outside and was mobbed by people that are patriots. So it's real battle lines, and the parasites are trying to take over the sane world with their insanity.
Yeah, well, you know, I make this comment to people all the time, and they'll give me this chuckle. It's like a nervous laugh, and then it white clicks on. I'll say to them, you know, with TV, why do you think they call it programming? And then it hits them, you know, you're right. Now, that leads me to what I called about real quick, and that's the so-called religious right. I am a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, and the thing is, though, I really see the so-called religious right, the people that, you know, claim to believe the way I do, in Jesus Christ alone as the only way of salvation, as the biggest hindrance to exposing this tyranny that's going on and what's happening. Because here's what I wanted to say. I think of all people in this country, the ones that ought to be the most on board with fighting this tyranny, exposing what's going on, ought to be the professing Christians, but yet they seem to be the ones most adamantly into the false right.
I'll guarantee you it was a bunch of phony Christians that beat up the Ron Paul supporter at the Palin rally.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he is the author of Constitutional Income, Do You Have Any? Phil Hart is our guest for the next 40 minutes or so, and then I promise I'm going to get into exactly what's happening with the subway bombing, the arrest of all these militias around the country. I told you that was coming. They're going to set them up. I've been telling you that every day. That's all the preconditioning. Suspected militiamen charged with plotting to kill officers. We've got the indictment. It is all coming up. Also, the really sad murder, and that's clearly what it is. Former Senator Nancy Schaefer shot to death with husband. She'd been calling us in the last few months wanting to get on. I've been so busy I hadn't called her back. And some of her associates, she's the head of the Eagle Forum, a prominent group nationwide, but head of it in Georgia. She got shot in the back, her husband in the chest. You know, it's not how you commit suicide. But the media said, oh, well, her husband had cancer and it was a suicide pact. Her daughter says that's not true. In fact, get her daughter on. I know it's hard for her. She's grieving right now. This is very suspicious. We have her home number. Call it. I bet she's there. I bet her daughter's there right now. It's her daughter that found their dead bodies. She had been working on child trafficking rings. She talked about that on air last year when she was on with us, how the CPS has quotas, especially for blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. They'll say we want a dark-haired, blue-eyed three-year-old, and they go into the daycares everywhere looking for excuses. They have bounties. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's just, and she's dead, and then they clearly killed her. I interview so many people that get killed. It's like, because if you have first-time knowledge of this stuff, you better get it all out on the plate and fast. It's like the D.C. madam. We had her on, and I said, you will not commit suicide, correct? She said, I will not commit suicide. Then the media said, oh, she committed suicide. Then we call her landlord at her condo she'd known for over a decade. He said, she said men were following her, that they might kill her, that she was going to have to go to prison, that she was moving her stuff to her mother's house, and then they killed her. Then he sent me her handwriting from her lease. Was not anything like. Every letter was different, her supposed suicide letter. God almighty, folks. I mean, you can come on the air and say, I'm not going to kill myself. You can go on the air and say, I'm not going to kill myself, and then they kill you. They'll even shoot you twice in the back of the head like they did Gary Webb and say it was a suicide. Then they had his supposed friend, who he'd actually criticized in newspapers as not his friend, come out and say, oh, I'm his friend. It's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. I'll say it again. If God forbid that happens to me, I did not kill myself. It is a lie. 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 All right, I'm going to shut up. We're not playing games here. We got a lot of stuff to cover. This ties in with the Moscow blast. All this hype about women with breast implants, how they now want to x-ray you to fly and have mobile x-ray trucks, powerful chest x-rays, because the terrorists can have a surgeon put it into their breast. And now they're saying their faces were undamaged. It may be a breast bomb. Terrorists could use explosives and breast implants. The body scanners. Now we played the footage of Homeland Security videos with the big mobile 18-wheelers that are going to naked body scan you. He has introduced legislation. It's got a good chance of passing if you get behind Representative Phil Hart, Idaho House District 3, Seat B. He is a businessman. He owns and operates Alpine Engineering in Hayden. He's a licensed civil and structural engineer in 11 states. And he's the author of Constitutional Income, Do You Have Any? We'll give you a website and information, phone number to get that before he leaves us. And I hadn't talked to him yet. I just said, get him on the show. And I was honored to find out. He found out a lot about this stuff here on this show. Good to have you here, Representative.
Thanks, Alex, for having me on.
So tell us about yourself, your awakening, why you're doing this, and how we can help you start a movement at the state level to say no to the child porn law violating naked body scanners.
Well, Alex, my parents got me started in politics when I was 8 years old, and I was going door to door for Barry Goldwater, passing out leaflets and stuffing things in people's door. And they were really quite the activists. We had a mimeograph machine in our house, and we were constantly going to meetings and writing our own literature and passing it out. And I guess it just carried over. And as I got to become an adult, you know, and you see what's going on around the world, and it's hard to sit still. I mean, we're really in a fight for the republic, and I think it's going to take each one of us, assuming that the republic depends on what we do to save our republic. And so I'm busy at the state level, working in the Idaho legislature, trying to do pass legislation that's going to protect our liberties.
Well, that's awesome. What got you fired up against this naked body scanners in your state?
Well, I've seen a couple of them as I've flown around the country, but I also listen to your show quite a bit, Alex. And I, you know, through your show, I've been kind of keeping apprised of what's going on. And I thought, you know, there isn't any reason why we can't put some sideboards on the use of these things at the state level. And so what I did is I took some legislation that was drafted by Congressman Jason Chavez of Utah, and I changed it a little bit and made it apply more to the state level. His bill has gotten through the House of Representatives back in Washington, D.C. It's currently stalled in the Senate. So I came up with basically a state version of that bill and made it apply to state facilities and public facilities, and we're running with it at the state level. And we got it out of the House of Representatives about 2 weeks ago, and now my bill is stalled in the Senate at the moment.
Well, we need to attack at every level peacefully through the legislative process, as you know. We need to put pressure on the U.S. Senate. I mean, in every poll, upwards of 90% are against these naked body scanners. And we need to go to the state level as well and try in every state to say no, so it'll set a precedent. How do we help you get this done in the state of Idaho?
Well, we've got a few days left in our session, and it's possible that we could still get this done if it became a high priority. So for those of your listeners who are from Idaho or really from anywhere, call into the state legislature. Direct your call to the Senate. Ask them to hear this bill. It's House Bill 573. But you know, Alex, if I don't get it done this year, I've got the bill drafted. The bugs have been worked out of it. I'll just introduce it right at the very beginning of next year, and I think it'll go next year.
Well, you've got a lot of public support, don't you?
I do, yes. I haven't had any negative feedback on this from the public, and when people find out I'm working on it, they encourage me to, you know, keep pushing forward.
I've read over the law, but I mean, explain how these scanners are unconstitutional, a violation of rights, and the type of language and attack you're using to point out that these things need to be barred.
Well, Alex, it's really a tough legal issue. I mean, we're at the state level, we have plenty of authority to limit the use of these things in a state facility. But, you know, the big issue is with airports, and TSA is operating at the airports. You know, I did a little research and found out that our airports in Idaho are on state of Idaho real estate. In other words, we haven't ceded that ground to the federal government like you do at some military bases. So we do have jurisdiction to some degree, but typically the federal law trumps the state law unless we're talking about the police power of the state, which may kick in if we can prove that these things are unhealthy for people who are exposed to them. Because we have certainly a duty at the state level to protect the health and medical condition of our citizens. And so that's where I hope we can make a good argument that would allow us to regulate these in our airports here in the state of Idaho.
Well, I've even seen New York Times articles quoting top scientists saying these millimeter waves do break up human DNA. And now they're saying, hey, we're not just going to naked body scan you. We want x-rays in there, high-powered, to see if you've got explosives in your breast. They're now at airports all over the Western world. I see it on the news. They grab the woman's breast and squeeze and go in a circle. And Paul Watson, our webmaster in England, his girlfriend says it's very painful. And men grab her breasts, women grab her breasts, they grab men's genitals. I mean, this is clearly conditioning. And now Homeland Security, I don't know if you've seen it, but guys, pull it up. They have these mobile trucks that are 18-wheeler backs. They're going to put at sports stadiums, checkpoints. This is on the video, and they march you in, and they say they're going to have scanners, brain scanners. I mean, this is insane.
Well, one of the arguments that we can make for that particular aspect of this is that the states have jurisdiction over the things that have traditionally been in the power of the states. And the federal government can't just walk into some new area of our economy or our society and claim that they've got the jurisdiction. And so this is something the feds have never done before. They're going to be doing it in the states on state real estate, if you will. And, you know, they don't have jurisdiction. But if we don't push back, they'll just assume they do have the jurisdiction and they'll just go ahead and do whatever they want.
Well, they know what they're doing, and then meanwhile, all these Homeland Security officials leave Homeland Security. In Homeland Security, they make the purchase orders, send it to Congress, they get it, then they leave Congress, or they leave Homeland Security, and then they revolving door into the corporations getting millions of dollars. I mean, this is just openly illegal.
That's right, and I'm sure you know that Chertoff, former director of Homeland Security, is now a lobbyist representing some of the companies that make these scanners.
And he says that's fine because he believes in it. And that's like in Kentucky, the head of elections is now running for Senate against Rand Paul, and they've ruled he can run his own election. I mean, no state has ever allowed that. That's always been illegal. This is just, it's amazing.
One thing we need to do is research what conditions gave birth to the Fourth Amendment, the protection against unreasonable search and seizures. And I understand it was the Townshend Act that the King or the British were promoting, where they would go into people's houses and search for the stamp of the king on all the documents. And so we've got to do some research to find out what exactly were those searches like and what was it that the Founding Fathers were trying to prevent against when they developed the Bill of Rights, and particularly this Fourth Amendment, and then compare that to what the feds are doing today.
Well, we know. They would come into anybody's house they wanted and inspect it, just like zoning, basically, to make sure you had the king's stamp, and it was a man's home as his castle, 1215 Magna Carta. And so the British understood that, and we were British at that time, and these were Englishmen here, and they said, we deserve the same rights as people in England. The king couldn't do that in England.
That's right, and really the people are going to have to weigh in and say that we don't want to put up with this, and we want to push back because, you know, when we do that, we can push back. And I think if you look at the Real ID movement and how a bunch of states stood up to the feds and passed legislation against it and memorials against it, and it's slowed it down. And so we can do the same thing with these whole body scanners.
We know we've got to fight. Resistance is victory. Stay there, Representative.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment. Everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
State Representative Phil Hart is our guest. A big news blitz coming up on all these militia arrests as the federal government prepares to stage terror attacks and blame it on the Tea Parties. Now, I told you in the last 3 months they're going to stage arrests against militias. They've been setting up for years, provocateuring them, or flat out framing them. They follow a handbook to create the idea that there are all these terrorists out there that are domestic. Then they stage the big events. They did this right before the Alfred P. Murrah building got bombed April 19th, 1995. And I'm seeing all the key conditioning, everything. You notice I've been predicting it? Now it's ramping up exactly as I said it would, because I know their handbook. See, in intelligence, you don't even have to have all the intelligence documents. If you watch enemy troop movements and propaganda and activities, you learn their patterns of attack, and that's basic intelligence gathering. You have to get inside their minds. That's the key to understanding what they're going to do. That's coming up. Going back to Phil Hart. Phil, I want to get you back on sometime about your book. I haven't read it yet. We just got it, but it looks really interesting. Constitutional Income, Do You Have Any? And we'll be talking about that briefly here. But you're right. The states are standing up. They're saying no. You're in Idaho. What are your constituents saying about the real ID, the open borders, the naked body scanners, all of it?
Well, with regard to real ID, we were one of the eight states that put that language in our Idaho code that says we will not comply with real ID. But the trouble with real ID is it's going to morph into something else. I mean, there's a half a dozen other driver's license programs out there that got RFID chips in them and things like that. So I was running a bill this year. It was our House Bill 541, which would prohibit an RFID chip being used in the Idaho driver's license, would prohibit facial recognition techniques to be used, and would also prohibit us from issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And you know, Alex, there's four states that have a public policy where they actually do just that.
Well, expanding on that, they're now saying every police department needs license plate reading cameras. It might stop some crime. Well, the schools are issuing laptops that watch the pupils at home. It might save somebody. Well, yeah, I mean, if we were all locked up in jail cells, maybe everybody will be safe, but everyone knows the most dangerous place in the world is a prison. Clearly, this is all unconstitutional for a reason, because our forebears went through a lesser tyranny than we're starting to go into, and it's time to put the brakes on this and start reversing it.
It was the philosophy of the founding fathers that they did not want to solve every crime. And a society that does solve every crime is really a totalitarian society. So we've got the Bill of Rights, which are to protect the rights of innocent people from being, terrorized, if you will, by the government, with the idea that, we're going to let a few crimes slip through the system, and we're not going to solve every crime because we would rather have the rights of the people protected. And then, working in that framework, we'll do the best we can to solve the crimes that we can solve.
We've got your website up on screen at prisonplanet.tv, but for radio listeners, Representative Phil Hart from Idaho, give folks your website.
It's www.constitutionalincome.com, and that's my book website. For my legislative website, it's www.hart4legislature.com.
Hart4legislature.com. And if people go there, they can get the whole body scanner legislation. And people can read about Obamacare, income tax surcharge, unconstitutional. A lot of great info up on your sites. And people, get this legislation that Phil's written. It's written for the state. And send it, hand deliver it to all your state house members. If you got 20 state house members or 100 or 150, House, Senate, whatever it is in your state, print up that many, go to your Capitol. Take off 6 hours, go down there with your husband or your wife or your church, and hand deliver it to every member. That's how things get done. They really pay attention to that, don't they, Phil?
They do. And, I copied the legislation that Congressman Chavez from Utah did. It made my job a little bit easier, and I communicated with his office somewhat, and people can call me if they want to. And really, at the state level, anybody can testify on a bill. Anybody can meet with their state legislator. In Idaho, we can run initiatives. We can have citizens champion an issue and do the legwork on it. And really, if the people get involved, they'll be surprised at how much, they can get done, working with their legislators.
Well, Phil, I want to get you back up in the next month to talk about your book after I've had a chance to read it. Really impressive. Joe R. Bannister, former IRS criminal investigator, says this is extremely powerful. Larry Becraft, who I really respect, endorses your book, and so does Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer, another great guy. So we'll definitely get you back up for a full hour in the near future. I'm glad we've made this connection.
Well, thanks, Alex, for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Great having you. All right, folks, I'm Alex Jones. 30 minutes left. News, blitz, and phone calls straight ahead. We'll go to Moscow, cover the bombings there. We'll look at the militia arrest across the United States and a suspicious murder.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
Foreign offshore corporations are attempting a criminal takeover using corporate hostile takeover skills of our nation. They already took over most of the systems decades ago, became very rich and powerful out of it. They see you as their chattel. They see you as non-human slaves, as human resources to be mined, to be used, to be distracted and dumbed down. We're here to sound the trumpet of a wake-up call. Now, I want to blitz through a bunch of news and try to go to Tim, John, Terry, Josh, and others before this radio broadcast ends today. If you just joined us, there's video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the tiles at the top of the page. Alex Jones inside a CNN hit piece. They'll interview you for 15, 20 minutes and then edit it down to 30 seconds. And they said they're doing that for an Anderson Cooper special about how dangerous and bad I am. And it's about me. And they said it was going to air Friday. It didn't. Who knows? Because they didn't get what they wanted. But you get to see the other side of the story. And it's already well over 100,000 hits in a day and a half, views. And Anderson Cooper on his top-rated night has about 900,000 viewers. Usually it's about 300,000, 400,000. So in a couple of weeks, this video, if you get it out to people, will be bigger than his whole TV show was that night. So see, that's why Homeland Security and Obama and Northcom admit they want to, quote, shut down the Internet for, quote, conspiracy theorists, i.e., anyone that questions their lies. So very, very exciting on that front. In fact, a lot of times I just refuse CNN interviews because they almost never air them or they take it out of context. That's why I videotaped it. Maybe I should always accept the interview, videotape it, and upload it and say, oh, okay, well, oh, boy. I remember when I was on A.J. Hammer's show three times. I was on it twice. They played clips the third night. And I talked to A.J. Hammer's producer, and he said, these are the highest ratings this show has ever had. But from above programming, we were told not to have you back anymore, live. Because I tear their butts up live. I tear them up. But A.J. Hammer was just letting me talk. Okay, I want to get into the news here at the end of the transmission in the next 25 minutes. But I do need to tell you about some of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. First and foremost, by Documentary Films. Burmese's new film, my new film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, both excellent new films that will really wake people up, prove the FEMA camps, prove the New World Order, both available at Infowars.com. It's only 15 days or 16 days till Burmese's start shipping. Pre-order it now so you get it first in your mailbox. We ship them out in the order that they were received. Again, Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. You've heard their ad. It's very catchy. Everyone is singing it around the office. There's a place down Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. And these are really nice fitting jeans, tough jeans. I can't buy Levi's anymore, made in Mexico. I mean, Levi's breaking like a month now. I was at a buddy's birthday party the other night, and they just split completely open. So as my Levi's tear off my body, I'm replacing them with diamond gusset, all made. The fabric is put together 100% made in America, gussetclothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T. That's gusset. Gusset gets it done. It's got diamond gusset in the crotch. It's got, well, that's the part that rips out. So it's funny. We're always talking about that. And then, well, point is gussetclothing.com, gussetclothing.com, made in America. And one other sponsor, survivalseedbank.com. Super high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. You can plant a whole acre of these fantastic seeds, and they come in a container that you can store for years. Seeds can last hundreds of years, like seeds out of the Egyptian temples. Papyrus seeds have been sprouted 3,000 years later. But most seeds don't last 3,000 years. But don't worry, you're not going to live 3,000 years, so you don't need to last that long. Point is, you can go to survivalseedbank.com today and get their high-quality survival seed bank, or get one for your friends, or plant one. It is springtime, and then save one. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. All made right here in America. Now, that makes the bankers mad. They want to fully domesticate us. Okay. I want to try to be as focused as I can with this. I have studied the Southern Poverty Law Center. I've studied the ADL. Anybody who doesn't want high taxes, or the Federal Reserve raping them, or now they're announcing they're going to take everybody's pension funds, that's in Bloomberg for the government. I mean, take them. Just take them. Quote, invest them in failed banks. That's a quote. You get angry at that, they demonize you. You say, hey, I think government's too big, they tie you in with white supremacists. It doesn't work anymore. People are used to this tactic, and they know it's just a rhetoric. They know it's a tactic. Now, in 95... more than 30 states were moving to declare 10th and 9th Amendment powers against the federal government and Clinton and against all this unconstitutional stuff. And so it's now come out in sworn federal affidavits and declassified memos. What, in the last 2 years, Jesse Trinity, lawyer, sued and got all this info because they tortured his brother to death. And the feds bombed Oklahoma City. And I have a film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 35 minutes of the 2.5-hour film covers that in detail. You want all the proof of it. And I saw the preconditioning before 95. I was already awake in about 93, but I wasn't on air until late 95. I was watching Access Television when locals were playing the newscast from Oklahoma City with them removing the bombs, the building blown out, General Parton, the grand jurors saying there's a cover-up, Hoppy Heidelberg being threatened by the FBI with guns at his door if he didn't shut up. I was seeing all this on Austin Access because people were sending it from Oklahoma and airing it, and I said, that's it, I got to get on Access TV. But the point is that I have been studying this, and you're an out-of-control federal government that's robbed trillions of dollars. The public's waking up to you. The states are saying no on government takeover of health care, on climate taxes, on federalization of schools, of federalization of police, law enforcement. What do? You infiltrate militias, people that are scared of the government, that are concerned, that are studied history, that are training to defend themselves. You radicalize them. You get them to talk about violence, or you just flat out set them up. And hundreds of people have had pipe bombs buried. That's come out in federal court and been set up. Or it's guys at a bar, or the BATF took over the Viper motorcycle gang, a horrible meth dealers, and got them to say, we're a militia now, and so they could have the term Viper militia on the news. And every time they start hyping, because, I mean, they've always got hundreds of idiots that have called for violence that they could bust any time they want it. And I said, they've got all their people marked that they're going to set up, people they've sold guns to, sawed-off shotguns, whatever the case is. Before they start trying to push a domestic purge operation that's meant for the general public, they're going to pick out groups to set the precedent, like Ruby Ridge and then Waco and then Oklahoma City. So I see all this hype from Republicans, Democrats, Fox, CNN, MSNBC. The Tea Partiers have radicals in them, the 9/11 truthers and the birthers with his birth certificate. They're going to get violent. And then Joe Stack happened, clearly staged. The Pentagon shooting, totally staged. The underwear bombing, totally staged. And we've done whole shows on those. They're archived at prisonplanet.tv if you're a new listener. You know, the FBI and State Department being ordered to let the underwear bomber on, protecting him, getting him on. For a month, they said Kurt Haskell and other witnesses were lying on the plane. Then it was admitted to be true. And I can go over the abyss, but we'll run out of time here. Top Homeland Security official in remote control aircraft. Joe Stack involved with Black Ops, controlling the tiny hangar that held five aircraft in it. Witnesses saying that the emergency crews were already on site before the IRS kamikaze attack. Multiple witnesses who were later proven to be right about the emergency crews already being there. Later they had to admit, oh, the biggest drill ever in town in the parking lot next to it the hour before, and they were there when it happened. The FBI out there as the attack happened. Witnesses all saying that, multiple witnesses, that no one was in the plane. Again, if I went over all the evidence, the guy on psychotropic drugs, tied in with Homeland Security and patents, disappears for 2 months at the Pentagon, got his gun out of the same Tennessee police lockup that the guy that shot up the federal courthouse got his gun from. That's Associated Press. On and on and on. I mean, I could spend 3 hours, 4 hours on one of these subjects, and we have. I'm digressing here. What I'm trying to say is this. I saw the massive hype. I know that everything they're doing is unconstitutional and politically unpopular. They want to spin it around with violence. They want to hype violence to get weak-minded copycats to go throw bricks through windows or shoot into a congressman's office. Then they hype that up. Some real nuts may then do it. That's why the congressman that got his office shot at in Virginia came out and said, please stop hyping this. You know, in real terrorism, you're not supposed to hype it. That's why when they have fake terror, they always hype it. There's been a lot of real terror attacks in the world, by the way, in my research, that they never talk about. See, there have been some real terror attacks. But then, if they're real, they don't talk about them. You understand that? That's a rule that they have in actual government handbooks, that don't hype terror because that feeds into what they want. Well, then why are they hyping it? Because when they are the terrorists, they hype it. So I've been clear on this, and we've had provocateurs trying to set us up, trying to do it in the message boards, calling here, following us around, going to events, asking us if we want to be violent. And if you're ever just halfway not paying attention and go, oh, yeah, sure, boom, you'll be arrested. It'll be all over the news. You're a terrorist. So this is how they demonize any political opposition, is by staging attacks. And it's government's favorite thing to do. Give me a document cam shot, please, boys. Thank you. Here is a story here out of AOL News. Suspected militiamen charged with plotting to kill officers. So now it's suspected militia men, like just being a suspect of being someone armed, like civil defense saying it'll protect your community. And supposedly they thought it was the end times. They're mad at all the Muslims moving in to Michigan. On and on and on. And they raided a bunch of their houses. Here's another one. Indictment. Militia members sought to levy war against U.S. And remember, Muslim group of teens were supposed to wage war in Toronto. Turned out a provocateur was leading them and mailed them ammonium nitrate they didn't even ask for. Remember in 2006 in Miami, they went and found, what was it, 11, and six of them were registered with the city on welfare as mentally retarded, street kids who were Rastafarian pothead Christians, and gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars over a year and a half period to just talk about violence, to agree to wear military fatigues, to videotape the FBI building in Miami. And there was a case last week, and it was a headline in the New York Post, that government led the Muslim group, set it up. 1993, the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and then told Ahmad Salam, the guy they hired from Egypt, a CIA asset, to go ahead and go and have the bombing. He knew they were setting him up and recorded the FBI top-level people in 8 hours of tape saying, yeah, we're going to let the bombing go ahead. And he says, well, wait a minute. Are you trying to set me up for this? First, it was going to be a dummy bomb. Then you said it had to be a real bomb for court. Now you're saying let it go forward. I've got receipts. I've got witnesses. You're not going to frame me for this. Jason Burmese's new film, they just released these tapes last year. They've been in the New York Times in 93 and CBS News that this happened. Now we have the tapes. They've been declassified. And we're going to he just plays a few clips of it in the film. The point is that there are mentally ill people. I mean, if I wanted to, I'm not saying they'll take it out of context. I'm not saying I would do this. Hypothetically, you or anybody else could go to downtown Austin or downtown Chicago or downtown San Francisco, wherever you got a bunch of homeless people, and we got a lot of them here in Austin. I could find a drunken schizophrenic who believes they're Jesus, I mean, or a man dressed as a woman or whatever I wanted to do. And if I offered them $100,000, they'd dress up in military fatigues and sit in front of a camera and say they were going to blow things up. And that's all they do. I mean, in every case, these are schizophrenics, mentally ill people, mentally retarded people. Bum Steer Award, first place. It's an attack they do every year in Texas Monthly. 1998, the Ku Klux Klan. There was no Ku Klux Klan for them to find. In Fort Worth, they went and found a trailer park of complete alcoholics on welfare who didn't work. For over 2 years, they tried to get them to build bombs. The FBI guy would get black powder and say, I'll give you another $10,000 for liquor if you'll light it on camera for me in the backyard. They're like, psh, we're going to take over America. We're going to get... And it came out. It was, I mean, folks, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases of this. And so this is what they do over and over and over again. They'll go get meth heads in Colorado, remember in 2008, and tell them, I'll sell you all this meth, but here, use some cocaine and drink a bunch of whiskey. We ought to take over. Yeah, I don't like the government. Yeah, we ought to go after Obama when he's here in town. Boom. On the news. I mean, it's always the same M.O. You can go to any dive bar packed full of drunks on a Saturday night and find somebody to shoot their mouth off. But the point is, here's the key. They're bringing all this out now. Raids in four, some are saying five states, busting people, trying to pin any Tea Party violence on conservatives, on militias. Look at the MIAC report, Homeland Security report that police gave us last year. Their main focus is you, the Americans that know what's going on. And you went along with this Homeland Security grid because, oh, that's for them Muslims with turbans on their head. Glass parking lot them, torture them, get them. And we don't need any Bill of Rights or Constitution. We don't need any of that around here. What are you saying? You want terrorists to have rights, boy? Now they've got all this legislation. They've passed much of it saying they can arrest citizens for no reason and use enhanced interrogation and you're never seen again. I had Napolitano on, Judge Napolitano, covering it last Friday. Not just Alex Jones saying it, reading the bill. He said it's the most draconian thing ever seen. Even the Nazis didn't do this stuff on paper. They just did it secretly. It's all for you. Don't you get it? It's all for you. Don't you understand that? And so they're hyping all of this. How many months? 3 months I've been predicting. I saw all the signs, and now I'm more sure than ever. Mid-April, late April, lots of little events to introduce the idea of, oh, there's these militias, there's these conservatives, there's these libertarians, there's these gun owners. They're out there. They're bad. They're evil. Something's going to happen. And then, oh, my gosh, that's priming the pump. It's like a choke. And you're trying to start your four-wheeler and or your boat, and it's not starting. And you got to pull that choke up, get a little bit of fuel in there, and then, get that sucker going. So they're priming the pump. They're getting a little gasoline in there in those injectors. They don't want to flood it because that might get people to get their ears up, to get their eyes open. But they're enough fear and, oh, they're going to hit and, oh, it's going to happen and, oh, my God. And they're going to target some facility, some federal facility. They'll have a daycare. They'll have cameras right out there. And they'll get that shot of that dead baby, and they're going to put that up on the news and say, this is the people that don't want government takeover of health care. This is the people that don't want federal police and don't want naked body scanners. These are the people that don't want school laptops to watch their kids at home. This is the people that want to audit the Fed. Are you with them? Are you with the ones that blew up the daycare? You're the ones that hurt children? You're the ones that shot police officers all over America? You're the ones... My gosh, I'm for the naked body scanners. I'm for the open borders. I'm for the takeover of health care. I'm not the one of them people that shot a police officer and blew up a daycare. I tell you, there's nothing worse than them tea parties. Mark my words, they've got their finger on the button, and they're getting ready to push it.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
as sure as the sun comes up in the morning and sets in the evening, political criminals are violating every federal law you can imagine. They are trying to pass draconian legislation. They are passing it. And they know the people are mad, so they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on you. And you're going to learn now this whole thing was set up for you. They set up the core of it back in the 80s. Then when they staged the events in the mid-90s, then they staged 9/11 to set up the total grid. Now they're going to stage more events to blame it on the American people. And to turn loose all these hyped-up, roid-head cops on the American people. Now, tomorrow I'm going to get more into the message board of this militia group, what was supposedly said. Anybody can go into these message boards and say, I'm this person, I'm that person, and set people up. AP runs headlines every week. Bin Laden says on a message board, at the bottom, we're not sure if it's real. Then later, it wasn't real. So, yeah, the Internet is just a playground for the government. But they may have found idiots to shoot their mouths off. That's why when anybody goes, hey, Bob, you ought to talk and get tough. It's time for war. People call me, Alex, you need to call for war right now. And it's some big fat federal agent sitting there in their offices. Alex, it's time for you to call for war. And they'll go on the message board, this guy's a wimp. We need to do something right now. It's incredible. Then you've got the whole Moscow situation, Moscow Metro Blast, another FSB inside job. Two separate bomb blasts that ripped apart trains on Moscow Metro system, killing at least 34 people during morning rush hour, have been blamed on a female suicide bombers. Oh, we got to have chest x-rays now. But previous instances of terrorism in Russia were proven to be the work of the FSB security service itself. The first explosion took place on a train after it had stopped at the station in central Moscow, close to the headquarters of the Russian FSB Security Service, a spokeswoman for the Russian Emergencies Ministry told AFP, oh, they were attacked, like Northwoods calls for attacking themselves. The first blast at the metro station killed 22 people and wounded 12. The second at another station left 12 dead and 7 wounded. And again, 9 times out of 10, these are government operations. Russian Federal Security Service Chief Alexander Bortnikov, I believe I pronounced that right, has already blamed Chechen rebels for the attack. An explanation slavishly accepted by Western media outlets like the BBC, who are already running feature articles about the history of terrorism in Russia that completely fall in line with the FSB's direct role, and completely fail to mention the FSB's direct role in almost every major attack to have ever taken place over the last 10-plus years. Since the explanation of the two female suicide bombers with explosives strapped to their bodies were responsible for the bombing has come directly from FSB, past history means we can only treat this official story with the utmost suspicion. The notorious Russian FSB has a documented history of staging false flag events in order to accomplish political agendas. Vladimir Putin came to power as a result of an FSB-orchestrated reign of terror in the autumn of 99, which involved blowing up apartment blocks all over Russia and blaming the attacks on Chechen separatists, allowing Putin to start a war and secure victory in a presidential election. FSB agents were caught planting hexogen explosives underneath an apartment block in Ryazan. Records indicate that the first call the terrorists made after planting the bomb was to FSB headquarters, and the culprits were allowed to flee the country by authorities. It goes on from there. Look, I'm sorry to the callers. We're going to take a lot more calls tomorrow. I have some very informative guests coming up throughout the week. Obviously, things are deteriorating quickly. The good news is we know what's coming. We know where we are currently. We understand the battlefield that we're on here. I would say to everybody working inside the system, time to choose sides, time to get real, stop being in denial. I know most of you aren't bad, you're compartmentalized, but this is serious, serious business. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Powerful first hour. Retransmission coming up now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.